Hey everybody, Keith here. You probably noticed that we haven't had a new episode this week. Well, that's because, long story short, Damon is currently in a shed in Jeanette Nugent's backyard. Apparently, her husband Tom listened to the podcast, was not very happy about what he heard, and we were about to record an episode, and then all of a sudden, Tom burst into our brick and mortar travel agency. And he abducted him. So you might be wondering, well, Keith, did you try to stop him? Yes, of course I did. But then Tom looked at me in a very threatening way, so I couldn't do anything. And so he just kind of dragged Damon out of the travel agency, threw him into his truck, and drove all the way back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And so I tried to, I reached out to Jeanette. I said, "Hey, Jeanette, is there any way that we can get Damon out of Tom's shed?" And Jeanette said, "Well, I don't want to go into the shed because he said he's working on a surprise for me." Jeanette's she's a very principled person, and she doesn't, especially as it pertains to surprises. So, she didn't want to ruin the surprise in case it was for their anniversary or her birthday or Christmas or anything like that. So I get it. I'm worried for sure. And so I'm on my way to Sioux Falls, South Dakota right now, to try and get Damon out of there. It's tough. It's tough to be abducted again. I guess luckily, if you think about it, glass half full. Only one of us was abducted this time, which is good. So maybe, if the pattern holds next time, neither of us will get abducted. So that kind of silver lining. Trying to be positive. But yeah, I'm on my way up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and hopefully I'll have Damon back so we can record another episode and release that next week. So if you want to support us, please tweet hashtag Save Damon from Tom, or hashtag Get Damon Out of the Shed, or hashtag Don't Let Damon Become a Mound or a Heap. Any of those hashtags would count towards supporting us. So please help us out by doing that. Maybe Tom will see it and have a change of heart, even though he is clearly a stone cold psycho. Thanks so much for listening, and hopefully we'll be back next week. Bye.